This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely delighted to be having a chat with David Keenan. Of course, you're owner of the Hair Doc, and of course, you're an award-winning hairstylist as well. Thanks so much for coming back to have a chat to us here on the Hub on iRadio.
No problem at all, and you're very welcome, Louise.
Thanks so much. Now, we've been seeing a lot of, I suppose, hair glow-ups on social media over the last little bit. What does it actually mean to try and give your hair a glow-up?
So a glow-up is kind of like taking more care and maintenance of your hair. Really, it's like hydration is key when it comes to that hair glow-up. Especially like after the winter months, I find a lot of people's hair can be gone very dull or dry.
Yeah.
So it's like giving their hair a little bit more TLC, really.
That makes so much sense because, I mean, you know, it's kind of like if you've got bad skincare or even if you don't wash your makeup off, you know, you can't exactly go and try and give your face a glow up if you're not looking after your skin. So it's obviously the same with your hair that you need to be maintaining it really well. What are some common mistakes that people might have, you know, that maybe might damage their hair without really realizing it?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few, to be honest. I find, myself, it's like harshly brushing your hair while it's wet. You're kind of like pulling and snagging on the hair, which is going to cause like split ends. And also, now I know everyone loves a slick back bun or a slick back ponytail, but actually pulling the hair too tight back, especially on the hairline, is going to cause a little bit more breakage as the hair on the hairline is quite fragile as it is. So it's just to be a little bit more gentle with it, and like silk bobbins or satin bobbins are actually better as well, really.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
And overwashing the hair as well with too hot of water is never good. Or sleeping with wet hair actually is one of them. I find people coming in and I can actually tell where they've been tying their hair up tight or sleeping with wet hair. You'd see the damage in the hair from it.
No way. How do you feel about the, I suppose, the heatless curls trend that's going around where, I mean, it never works for me, but where, you know, you put the, I suppose it kind of looks like a little long noodle type of thing and you kind of sleep with it in.
I love them. I love that. And that, you know, if you're working with the natural hair, the sleepless curls still work. The trick to it is actually having your hair somewhat damp, not overly wet, but not too dry. And then a bit of product and then wrap your hair up and have an old sleep for yourself.
Yeah, and wake up with lovely, long, luscious locks.
everyone wants them.
Absolutely. I just wish it would stay in my hair, but maybe I need to go back and try it again. I suppose we get a lot of questions in, especially for the self-care segment. And you're the perfect person to ask because people are wondering about, you know, maybe treatments or products that you might recommend for adding a bit of shine and maybe health to dull or lifeless hair. I don't know about you, but when the weather is absolutely shocking, I mean, all I want to do is just make sure that my hair is out of my face and, you know, have it tied up because I hate on hair care or hair wash day when you go and you like spend ages blow drying your hair and it's lovely. And then you step outside to try and go into work and it gets blown all over the place. So, you know, we might start maybe wearing our hair down more now, or, you know, we might start kind of trying to style it a bit better now that the weather, hopefully, fingers crossed, might get a bit better. But we need to rejuvenate it a bit.
Yeah, like that again, it is down to products and hydration. I find as well, like I find myself, I could be in the salon and do a brilliant blow dry on someone and then to go out the door and it's like humidity has just taken over. So I actually use the Color Wow Dream Coat. It is a humidity blocker. It kind of helps kind of combat that kind of like frizz. But hydration, like that's a lot of people's hair is actually lacking in hydration. And one of the easiest ways to keep your hair hydrated, to be honest with you, is a no-brainer, is drink more water.
Wow.
Will actually help hydrate your hair a little bit more. It's like whatever goes into the body does reflect in the outside. If your hair is not right, you don't feel right. And like you said, you kind of want to be silent more, especially coming into summer and that. But it's definitely hydration and good shampoos. I find a sulfite-free shampoos are best. Now, look, some of them are budget-friendly and you can pay over the odds for some. I'm not committed to any one particular brand. Yeah. I have obviously favorites. Not any certain brand in particular, but if you are buying a shampoo, it's good for a sulfite or paraffin-free shampoos, especially like that after the winter, getting a hydrating shampoo to be your number one best friend.
That's such good advice. How important is a really good haircut in maybe transforming your overall look and trying to get that glow up? I'm sure there's lots of styles that are trending right now. What's been popular in the salon over the last little bit?
You can't beat a good old hairstyles, I think. The bob is coming in like a racehorse at the minute. It's like it's everywhere. From your bob to your blunt bob to your lob, which is slightly longer. You've probably seen our very own Maura Higgins is really sporting the bob at the minute. It is absolutely everywhere. It's kind of like the bob or more of like lived in kind of hair is really on trend, as in like you're kind of like Sabrina Carpenter bangs kind of thing. It's all, but bobs are the huge thing. And I reckon come kind of late spring, summer, you will see bobs everywhere. They're going to be everywhere.
Like. Have you got any advice for anybody who's thinking about, you know, they're looking at Sabrina Carpenter and they're like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. And they're thinking about putting in bangs, but they've never had maybe a fringe before. Is it as much maintenance as they say? And have you got any tips for anybody who's kind of trying to go, right, maybe I'm going to make the decision whether or not to get a bit of a fringe or bangs. And, you know, what do you need to ask yourself before you go and do it?
That's it. There is maintenance to bangs, fringes. Anyone that has one will tell you. First of all, you're going to need about 5-10 minutes in the morning. Your bangs will probably have to be styled every day if you want them to sit and look right. Like, I get a lot of people in that want bangs and I'm like, well, have you got 10 minutes in the morning to style it? Yeah. No. Well, then why am I going to cut your bangs if you're going to clip them up out of the way?
Yeah.
Do you know, there is a bit of commitment to a bang. Now, I always do say, kind of like cut them a little bit longer than you think you want. See how you get on. Pop back into me a week later. We could cut them shorter if it works for you. It's kind of like a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Because the last thing you want is that you're, you know, you're running late and, you know, the hair straightener isn't working. You know, you're there trying to, because I remember, I think I've only ever had a side fringe, but at the same time, you know, you're getting ready to go out to an iRadio event and, you know, you're have to drive on the road and like, you know, you kind of need to give yourself that time to make sure it's sitting right or it's not going to look right in photos and stuff.
That's it. And some days, you know, you could try your best with it and it just doesn't work. It's just doing its own thing. It's misbehaving. Like, now I find, you know, when I'm styling bangs, I blow dry the hair forward, so say in front of the face, until it's like almost dry, and then kind of like get my brush and blow dry it backwards over the head and then let it kind of sit naturally down itself. And you'll find you'll get that kind of swooping motion in it because you've given it the height by bringing it forward, but you're putting the shape in it by bringing it back.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that makes so much sense. I suppose last but not least, David, if someone's on a budget, you know, what are the simple things that they can do maybe at home to try and improve their hair health? Obviously, it is good to go and get your hair cut, you know, every whatever, if it's 6 weeks or whenever it is that your stylist has told you to come. But is there anything that we can be doing to kind of make sure that our hair is in the best possible condition for when we come into our hairdresser?
Yeah, so I'd actually on that, I'd recommend a haircut every, say, 8 to 12 weeks. Now, you don't need to go get inches off it. Like, a little dusting off the ends helps, and it actually helps your conditioner penetrate into the hair better.
Oh, yeah.
But for looking after your hair at home like that, less heat, like let air dry, like that, drink plenty of water. If you actually have a good protein or rich food diet, it actually helps your hair as well. And then there is kind of budget-friendly things you can use at home for treating your hair. Like, one of the things I find works, and I've got a couple of my clients to try it out, is if you get a full ripe banana and a teaspoon of honey, and I know it sounds horrible, but mix them together into kind of like, you'll go into like a paste.
Oh, yeah.
Rub that into your hair and leave it for about 20 minutes. And it's actually really good, like, moisturizing treatment for your hair. It's going to add a lot of nourish to your hair. It's cheap. Like, you get a banana there, a bunch of bananas for what, 2-3 euro or whatever. Yeah. Everyone probably has honey at home. Just mix the two of them together and it works. Or I find people with very fragile hair, now don't come for me on this, it does work. White mulled vinegar. So I find, especially with blondes who like kind of like they love to be blonde and their hair is a bit more brittle. If you actually put white mulled vinegar into your hair, and obviously wrap a towel or something over it. And then for 20 minutes, leave that on and then give it a good 2 to 3 shampoos out, a little bit of conditioner. The vinegar actually adds more acid to your hair, which in end softens out your hair. And that really, really does help. All, like, everyone kind of has vinegar like that again, yeah, at home, totally, in their press. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can actually use that you probably pick up in your weekly shopping, to be honest. That's all very budget-friendly, I suppose.
That's what we're going to be doing now the weekend. We're going to be trying all of these budget-friendly hacks. I'll be having the bananas and the honey out, and I'll be putting it on my hair, and then my workmates won't know what the shine is next week. David, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. You are a wealth of knowledge and wisdom about hair care. If people want to follow you online, if they want to check you out, where's the best place to go to have a look at all the resources?
So you could find me on Instagram at thehairdoc_hairsalon, and then we're on Facebook as The Hair Doc Hair Salon.
Ah, super. David Keenan, you're our hair expert on The Hub for Self-Care. Thank you so much for joining me, and I really can't wait to catch up with you again very, very soon.
Thanks a million for having me on, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.